Welcome to Health Matters. Today we're discussing home remedies.
In the not-so-distant past, what we call home remedies was traditional medicine. Even 100 years ago, knowing the healing properties of plants and how to prepare plant medicine was basic to community health.
Now we tend to feel more comfortable with pharmacy items, especially when it comes to home medicine cabinet. Hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, mercurochrome, iodine, or antibiotics creams, for example, are standard first aid products. They're readily available and inexpensive.
Yet thousands of plants have antiseptic value. Many have active antibiotic ingredients as well. There's a sizable literature on the subject for anyone interested in preparing remedies from medicinal plants.
Medicinal plant use is on the rise because laboratory-generated antibiotics have created so many antibiotic-resistant microbes. It's one thing to use antibiotics when it's a life-or-death situation, but do we need to support the use of over-the-counter antibiotic products? Why use antibiotic creams to prevent infection from cuts or wounds when a plant with antiseptic properties can do the job?
There's a case where plantain, a very common plant, cured an infection where antibiotics failed to heal. It involved a woman with a severe finger infection from a manicure nick. She had it lanced in an emergency room and was treated with antibiotics, but it still didn't heal. It was still swollen and painful. A friend took her to a park to find some plantain and wrapped a leaf around her throbbing finger. The leaf brought immediate relief. She picked a bunch of leaves and kept them in water so she can have a renewable bandage for a few days, which was all she needed to clear the infection.
Plantain is a plant worth knowing. It's one of the most common weeds. Once you can identify it, you'll probably see it in your backyard or along the road. You can apply crushed plantain leaves to cuts and wounds, swollen sores, or running sores to draw out infection. Plantain also relieves the pain of bee stings.
Direct application of plantain leaf to a sore, sting, or infection works best if you keep the leaf wet. Either put a fresh one on when it dries out or keep it wet by covering it with a little plastic or a damp cloth.
Green cabbage can also heal an infection. Whitish cabbage leaves, the ones on the outside, actually absorb pus and draw out poisons. Crushed garlic has a similar effect. In addition, cabbage leaves contain an antibiotic that is active against fungus. Poultices made of warmed cabbage leaves break up chest cold congestion.
What's a poultice?
A poultice is an herb applied directly to the body. It can be in leaf form, like cabbage or plantain, or it can be mashed into a paste and applied, like garlic. The mashed material can be wrapped in a clean cloth and applied. Poultices are used to heal bruises, break up congestion, reduce inflammation, draw pus from sores, soothe abrasions, and withdraw toxins.
It's amazing how many common foods are used as poultices. Common foods like onions, oatmeal, potatoes, turnips, and figs. Even whole brown rice was soaked with a small quantity of water, briefly cooked, and applied to wounds or painful area. We tend to forget that plants have life-giving properties that work to heal the body as well as nourish it.
Mashing or crushing the plants into a poultice activates the healing properties. Poultices can be applied hot or cold, by the way. It depends on the condition being addressed. Cold poultices are used to draw the heat from an inflamed or congested area. Hot poultices are used to relax spasms and for some forms of pain.
Is there a difference between a poultice and a compress?
A poultice specifically refers to plant material used directly on the body, as leaves or mashed. A compress can be a hot towel, an ice pack, or a piece of cloth dipped in a tea mixture or covered with Vicks VapoRub. The use of poultices is basic to herbal medicine. We'll be continuing this discussion next week, so stay tuned.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.